Welcome to Baby Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, sex, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Reefa Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and Easy Dad, Jim Zulie.
Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. EasyWay specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the EasyWay TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and EasyWay magazine. Learn more about the beautiful EasyWay Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow Easy Way on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z, because, well, we do it the easy way. Easy Way Magazine is your best vehicle to advertise in if you would like to reach a quality database in corporate Hollywood. Not only will you read the stories and enjoy the content, you will also get to interact through social media and get to meet who's featured at the events, as well as get exclusive interviews from your favorite celebrities. Easy Way Magazine is a Los Angeles and Orange County-based magazine, but also reaches an international audience. Subscribe to Easy Way Magazine today by following Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or EasyWayBroadcasting.com's website. To advertise, call 424-209-9290 or email contact at EasyWayBroadcasting.com. That's letter E and letter Z, because we don't do it the hard way. We do it the easy way.
Well, good morning, America. How is everyone doing this morning? This is Reefa Gray coming to you with Radio Boomers Live. Jim's going to be with us in just a few minutes. I think he's a little bit under the weather this morning. It happens. I trust everyone had an absolutely fabulous weekend this weekend. I certainly did. I spent the weekend in the lovely Buena Park, California. Unfortunately, I was here on business in a conference. I stayed mainly shut up in hotels, but it was a beautiful weekend in Los Angeles this week. We had a wonderful time at the conference, and what can I tell you? You got to love living in Los Angeles area, in Southern California area. The weather was beautiful. It was in the low 80s, high 70s every day. Didn't go below the high 60s every night. Absolutely gorgeous here in sunny Southern California. I love it. You guys, I'm not endorsing coming here, though. I keep telling you, we've got so much traffic. It's a 45-minute drive from L.A. to Buena Park with no traffic. 45 minutes tops. In the traffic, it took me an hour and a half to get down here. There is so much traffic in Southern California. It really is absolutely unbelievable. But what can I say? It's worth it for the weather. You can go swimming this weekend. It was just absolutely gorgeous. But don't come. I'm telling you, if you're in the East Coast where it's freezing and snowing or raining or all of these places where you're having all of this weather, I heard there was like hurricanes places or some kind of storms. What can I tell you? We don't have those, so I don't keep up with real weather. But stay there. Enjoy where you live. Come out here and visit. Come to Disneyland, Knott's Berry Farm, all these wonderful places, but then go back home because we've already got enough traffic. Well, that's going to bring me up to our hot topic.
Ripped from the headlines, today's hot topic.
Well, today for the hot topic, I'm going to talk a little bit about the local elections that are coming up. In California, our elections are on June 7th, but everybody so far is having primaries and caucuses and whatever they do for their primaries prior to the general election. This weekend, it was kind of confusing. I still am kind of confused about it. But the Democrats had an election in Nevada, and the Republicans had an election in South Carolina. And then this week on Tuesday, it's going to reverse, and the Democrats will have their election in South Carolina, and the Republicans will have theirs in Nevada. Now, I'm not exactly sure how that works, but it does. So it was kind of confusing getting the results of the election because they only talked about the Republicans in South Carolina and only talked about the Democrats in Nevada. And if you didn't understand it, which I didn't, I was trying to figure out, well, why aren't they reporting on both parties in both locations? And it's because different cities, different states have different ways of electing people. It's all by popular vote. But some have caucuses where they actually come in and talk and vote. Some have polls open from midnight to late in the day. Others have hours between 7 and 6 or whatever. So each state is different. So it's important that you understand your own local elections. In California, like I said, ours is on June 7th for this year. And we have our regular polling times and polling places. One of the things that people are kind of neglecting to look at, though, this time, is that there's more than just the presidential race at stake. You need to know what's available to vote on in your local elections. In California, we have propositions up for ballot. We have assembly people that are up for election. We have senators that are up for election. And we have a whole boatload of judges that are up for election. And a lot of us, and I used to be one of them, used to think, well, who cares about the judges? Well, it's very important to study your judges because, as we see in the Supreme Court right now, it really makes a difference who is actually sitting on the bench. Judge is handling what? So you need to go. You can go right now to lavote.net, at least in the Los Angeles County area, and you can see all of the offices that are up for election. You can check out all the measures that are up for election, and you can study them now. So when you go to the polls, you're not just, and I used to do it, kind of go eeny, meeny, miny, moe and pick a judge. Because it is important. You need to know where they stand, especially since so many important issues are coming up and being decided in the courts nowadays. You need to know how your judges stand. And you can do research on them. They have websites for the most part. You can look at what they've done in the past, the positions they take on certain things. As we're looking at the Supreme Court now, with the death of Justice Scalia, we have got a seat up for grabs, so to speak, that has been traditionally held by a very conservative judge. Now, some of us were wondering, well, what's the big controversy about who replaces Scalia? Well, it can drastically change the makeup of the Supreme Court. Scalia has traditionally been conservative. He's always given conservative decisions. If he is replaced by somebody who is extremely liberal, then instead of being 5-4 with the 5 conservative judges and 4 more liberal judges, it'll be 5-4 with the liberal judges and 4 with the conservative, which will definitely change the face of the Supreme Court. Now, of course, we don't get to vote on who gets replaced in the Supreme Court. That will be between the president and Congress. But we do get a say in our local judges. So it's important that you check their background out because a lot of these things, first of all, get decided in the lower courts. So the judges that we elect are the ones who either say yay or nay, and then pass it on up to the Supreme Court. So again, know what's going on in your local elections. See what judges are up for election. Check out your assemblyman. Check out your senator. These are very important things that you get to vote on. And again, a lot of times we'll just look at it, don't just vote for a woman because she's a woman. I know someone said recently that there's a special place in hell for women who don't vote for women. That's crazy. I know some crazy women that have run for office. I'm not mentioning any names, but I'm telling you, there are people who should not be in office, and if they're just voted in because of the color of their skin or because of their gender, that is part of what's gotten this country in trouble today. I'm just saying. So you need to check the backgrounds of the people that you're voting for. See what their positions are. See where they stand. Also, there are all kinds of propositions that are up for vote. And so you need to check out what the proposition is really about, what the proposition is saying. How will it affect you? Will it affect your taxes? A lot of times we vote for stuff and then we look at the taxes later and we say, wait, where did that come from? But we voted for it, whether it was a school tax or a property tax or a gasoline tax. Do you know in California we pay on average a dollar more for gasoline because we have approximately a dollar a gallon tacked on in taxes? Now, granted, that money was supposed to go to roads and keeping up the bridges and infrastructure, but if you live in L.A., you know we have potholes and we have all kinds of trouble with the infrastructure. So be aware when you're voting for these different things that are on the ballot. Find out what's going on locally in your area. So I'm not going to go on and on, even though I already have, about it. But the elections are coming up, so make sure that you check out what's on the ballot. Jim, have you joined us?
Yeah, I just had a little technical glitch here. I was telling you about my phone, and you were mentioning last month you had in the 60,000 category of unread emails, and I'm in the 35,000. So evidently we got to start keeping up with this or unloading all this, what do you call it, when you research something, they give you the commercials that keep coming into your phone, the junk mail or whatever it's called, and your phone loads up. And I guess that slows it down when it loads up. Yeah.
The problem is you opt in, and you have to not opt in to so much stuff. Now, some stuff you can't control. Just the fact that you go to, say, Macy's, then you will suddenly start getting Macy's ads on the side of your website that you go visit. But when you opt in, then Macy's will start sending you emails, and that's what we'll check the box, or we'll ask a question or something, and then to get the answer, it'll say, you know, do you want our information? And they'll already check the box. And if you don't uncheck it, you just opted in.
Oh, boy.
So you have to be careful about those things.
I started learning that. And I want to use that software that you recommended last time to unload, because you said you knocked out about 10,000 of them. And it
I use that Unroll, and it unrolls it. You do get an email from them every day, but you can unroll and you can unsubscribe and you can delete emails just from there. And I've knocked off about 10,000 just by adding that. I wish I could have knocked off more, but I knocked out about 10,000, which is at least a start. Most people don't have that many to deal with in the first place, so it's easier. But what's your hot topic, Jim?
Well, protect your computer. Viruses, hacking. You know, we hear about this stuff. It's becoming a major problem. You don't need a problem with your personal computer or your business computer. And wake up in the morning with all your data gone or something. And the hospital that was hacked recently, the people that did it are holding the codes ransom. And here's the situation. If they decide not to pay the ransom, they can't get the information that they're holding to give out all their prescriptions and information on the patients and so on. It's really talking about a low-life class of people. Why'd they do this to a hospital? But, you know, if they turn around and they pay the money, whatever it is, $1 million, $2 million or more, they will release the codes so the hospitals can be back on track, which they're saying they pretty much may have to do. But what that does is it opens up a huge door, like, you know, the oil ships that get hijacked. Well, if they pay, you know, millions of dollars to the hijackers and they give them their ship back, then they're going to hit all the ships. Well, see, that's what they're worried about with the hospitals. They start doing this, and everybody's going to be getting hacked and getting a letter afterwards saying, okay, pay us this, you know. Recently, Yahoo notified Attorney General Peter Calamity, Calmartin, if I pronounce that right, that Yahoo mail users may have had their passwords compromised through a third-party application. And Epsilon, tens of millions were affected. Epsilon is a world permission-based email marketing company, so you can see the numbers there. They had more than 2,500 clients sending, get this, 40 billion emails annually. And, you know, when they're hacked, look at the numbers there. April 2011, going back, remember Sony, 77 million customers were affected. And the global payment system, 5 to 7 million were affected in 2012. Zappos, 24 million. So you could see the list goes on and on with this. So, you know, have your computer backed up. Jumping over to the poll updates, Aretha was talking about Massachusetts. You know, we got Trump with 50, Rubio 16, Cruz at 10, Kasich 13, Carson 2. But, you know, Carson had dropped out and Bush had dropped out. So the race is getting smaller. In South Carolina, Trump had 34 with Rubio and Cruz following by 19. So the Clinton goes on. The race goes on. The Clinton goes on. Race goes on. Clinton was up at 60 with Sanders at 32. So it, you know, this is getting to be kind of a race. It looks like it could be really narrowing down between. I don't want to predict anything here, but between Trump and. Who knows where it's going to be. Clinton and Trump could be the final tally here. But I don't want to, you know, things change. So don't just pick a candidate, research, you know, do your research and go behind the scenes and don't just go by what you see in commercials. And we'll keep you informed. So anyway, Reese, just touching base on the race. This is, do you find this a little different than some of the races that we remember the races back when Kennedy was running and everything. This seems to be a lot more hype and everything going on here. And then
we have so much social media interchange.
Right,
candidates
yeah.
can take swipes at each other over, you know, Twitter and Facebook and things that didn't even exist 30 years ago when candidates only met face to face and only discussed issues and really the personal stuff was kind of left out of it.
Yeah.
So now it's a whole new world. And because the millennials are so involved and the social media is their way of communication, they're really getting into this more than they ever had before. That's why they were saying Bernie Sanders was doing so well, because he had a large following of the millennials and they follow on social networks. But, they say Hillary did well in Nevada because the older women came out and voted for her.
Exactly.
So, you know, it's a whole different thing. It's a much broader way of communicating than ever before.
They have their cell phones. They pick up their cell phones and they, you know, it's beginning to be like a soap opera. And with the Trump scenario, which they, you know, he had a TV fan base. And, you know, you got Sanders, and he's got the extras and everything. So it's really gathering a wide range of people on this. And it's amazing how some people really dislike the rivals, and they back up so much their candidates. But a lot of them jump on board, but do they really know what the candidates represent? That's what I was trying to get out there was, you know, you may like what you see, but research and see what they're all about. You know, you may not like it.
I was telling our audience earlier that I was at an event this weekend, and it was a political event, and it was about discussing what the measures are, what the candidates are, who the candidates are. They had people speaking about the candidates, and you have to. There's a whole lot to know.
There's a lot to know.
Even just taking endorsements. You know, we get the endorsements of people that we trust, but do they really still hold our same values? You have to make sure that the people that whose endorsements that you're believing, because at this particular event, and I won't mention any names, but they did an endorsement of someone who is different from who I personally am voting for. And or at least as of today. I don't know who I may be voting for tomorrow.
It may change. Yeah, that's what's happening. A lot of people are undecided. You know.
Right, it may change. And so even though I trust this organization and we hold the same values, they endorse someone, and I don't think that their endorsement's going to it didn't persuade me. Nor
it
does the
exactly.
They
a lot of times they think that the certain situation is going to change things, and it doesn't do much. Now, do you remember back when certain candidates were way ahead, and towards the end, all these people came out that weren't really tallied up, and all of a sudden everything changes because they had the undecided factor comes out, which was like 30-40%, and you know, like, wow, look at this guy. All of a sudden somebody else is just coming up out of nowhere, you know, and the whole thing changes. But for
now,
that's
true, and that's how come more and more endorsements are starting to come out now that, you know, they've gone further into the election process. So
I think we're rolling into a commercial here.
Okay.
Countdown. To commercial time.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Zuli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
Hey guys, what's up? It's your favorite host, social media networking strategist, and motivational speaker, Eric Easy Zuli. Okay. So check this out. Now you can connect directly with your favorite celebrities, get your own personal video message from myself and other celebrities, including actors, musicians, sports stars, and many more, including stars from Star Trek, Star Wars, wrestling, the NFL, Breaking Bad, Game of Thrones, and much more. Interested? Check out www.celebvm.com. That's www.celebvm.com. Or hit me up on Twitter, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y. I'll hook you up.
And we're back.
And we're back, rolling right along.
It's time for Jim's.
It's time for Jim's Gem already. You want to go first or you want me to go first?
Okay, let's do Tech Time then.
Okay, we'll
do
Tech Time.
We'll do one or the other.
Okay, well,
smartphone, cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right, it's Tech Time.
Okay, the Treasury Inspector General for the Tax Administration, known as the TIGTA, urged taxpayers to remain on high alert and announced additional outreach efforts to prevent them from falling victim to criminals who impersonate Internal Revenue Service and Treasury employees this filing season. It is ridiculous. People are being scammed by criminals who are impersonating the IRS. And they are literally soaking the public for millions of dollars. Can you believe this?
Wow. This.
People are actually falling for the fact that someone is contacting them over the phone or through social media or through the internet in some way, through their email, and they are threatening them. And the TIGTA has received reports of roughly 896,000 contacts since October of 2013 and has become aware of over 5,000 victims who have collectively paid over $26.5 million to these criminals as a result of the scam. So the number of people receiving these unsolicited calls or emails or Facebook contacts or Twitter contacts, it's growing at an alarming rate. And the alarming part to me is that people are still falling for it. This crime of opportunity is just unbelievable. And the best way to protect yourself is to take away any opportunity that the criminal has. If someone unexpectedly calls you claiming to be from the IRS and uses some threatening language, if you don't pay them immediately, that's a sign that it is not the IRS calling. And your clue is just hang up. Just hang up. And don't engage with these people. Don't have conversations with them if they call you. Just hang up the telephone. Don't answer their emails. Don't give them any information. This is what you need to do. First of all, you need to recognize that generally the first contact that the IRS makes with people is by mail. It's an official-looking letter. It's not by telephone. It's not by Facebook. It's not by Twitter. The IRS will not ask for a payment using a prepaid debit card. They're not going to tell you send them money on a prepaid debit card. They're not going to ask you to send a money order or do a wire transfer. Don't give them any kind of information like that. Don't send them any money like that. The IRS will not ask for a credit card number over the phone. The callers who do make these that are doing this fraud do things like they use an automated robocall machine. You know, the kind you absolutely hate, where they call up with this as the IRS, or even a human voice saying, you know, this is the IRS and you have to pay us right away. The IRS does not use robocalls. Now, they're thinking about it, but because of the fraud, they probably won't be able to use it. But as of right now, the IRS does not use them. They usually use common names like John Smith, and they give you just phony IRS badge numbers, which you have no way of knowing whether or not they're phony. And they may know the last four digits of your Social Security number, but they probably won't have all of it. Don't give them all of it. And your caller ID may even make it look like it's coming from an 800 number or IRS number or something. It doesn't matter. Don't be fooled by that. If they aggressively demand payment right now to avoid being criminally charged or prosecuted, ignore it. They don't start off there. They do go there, but they don't start there. And if they claim that if you hang up the phone that you will immediately have a warrant or they will garnish your taxes or anything like that, don't worry about it. That's not how the IRS works. They will send bogus IRS emails to support their scam. Do not pay attention to that. So how do you get around all of this? Call the IRS. If you owe federal taxes, if you think you might owe federal taxes, hang up and call the IRS. The number for the IRS is 800-829-1040. You can use that anywhere in the country. 800-829-1040. The IRS workers can help you with your payment questions, let you know whether or not it's fraud. And if you do not owe taxes, so you know that it's a scam, go to the website, the TIGTA's website, and report them. Their website is www.tigta.gov. Or call the TIGTA at 800-366-4484. That's 800-366-4484. Report the scum. Report them so that they can get caught. And you can also file a complaint with the Federal Trade Commission at www.ftc.gov.
Good info, Reed.
I cannot believe that people are still getting scammed by this.
Unbelievable.
Definitely
report them. How this stuff works. Yeah. And you know.
Okay,
remember,
baby boomers, it's time for Jim from Jim.
You remember, that was a lot of good information, Reed. They had, you know, baby boomers, retirees, they get hit with this stuff and they get taken for their life savings sometimes, whether it's a real estate thing or whatever, or these scams, you know, saying they're the IRS. You know, so much of this stuff is fake, and you got to be on your toes.
You got to get to your gyms. We're running out of time.
Okay, baby boomers, investments, and what has been going on in the stocks. In a Forbes article by Samantha Schaff, the top 10 stocks baby boomers traded, most in 2015, baby boomers born between 1946 and 1964. Okay, that's a baby boomer. Last year, 9 of the top 10 most popular stocks traded by this group were also among the top 10 for the 3 other adult generations alive today, the millennials, the Generation Xers, and the seniors. Apple, Netflix, and Facebook were the 3 most popular names of 2015 across the age groups, according to a TD Ameritrade analyst of its users' trading patterns. Bank of America, Amazon.com, and Walt Disney were also among the top 10 for all the groups. Following the crowd worked out reasonably well for baby boomer traders. Apple and Bank of America ended the year in the red, but Netflix and Amazon, which boomers bought and sold with equal enthusiasm, each more than doubled in price. Okay, so it's if you're into this kind of stuff, boomers ran into trouble when they strayed from the pack. Well, their 9th most popular trade was metals producer Freeport McMoRan, which spent most of 2015 in free fall, finishing out the year down more than 70%. Okay, we don't want to lose our money, folks. Interestingly, while Freeport was a popular buy for boomers, it did not make the generation's top sell list, implying these traders may be hoping a turnaround in commodities will eventually boost the stock. Boomers' smartest bet may have been one they shared with the generation experts. Take a guess. S&P 500 index tracking ETF. Boomers are turning 65. This will blow your mind. Boomers are turning 65 at a rate of about how many per day? 10,000 per day. And that trend is expected to continue until 2030, according to the Pew Research, as this transition into retirement. I mean, come on. It'd be a little bit wise to get into the less risky investments, like we've said many other times. Losing it at 30 is a little different than losing it at 60. Right,
Reese?
Hopefully you remember, but it's true. You know, we got to be careful. You know?
Absolutely.
I got hit in real
estate.
Well,
Jim, you know what? We're out of time already. See, that's
already,
what happens when you miss. Yeah, when you miss the first 5 minutes, Jim, we just blow through the show. But we want to remind everybody, we are here every Monday morning at 10 a.m. RadioBoomersLive.com is our website. Radio Boomers on Twitter. The new Easy Way app is out by Manny's app. Go to Easy Way. Broadcasting.com, and you can check it out. And
the magazine,
is out.
Oh, that's been a big buzz. I'm hearing that from everybody likes that magazine. And our studio, you know, we got our studio grand opening. Oh, I hope I get this right, March 21st. If I'm wrong, I'll probably get some kind of buzz on the phone. And possibly, Aretha, possibly, you're kind of in the area in Southern California, not too far from me. I might be able to take you down there after the show if I can meet up with you, because Aretha's in a town called Buena Park, and I'm a little south of there, and I was going to head down to the studio. We're kind of redoing it and fixing it up. And
I had to pop in really quick because it's not March 21st. I love you, Dad. We all love you. We love you more than anything. It's March 26th on Saturday. 26. Everybody knows March 26th on Saturday we have an amazing first. This is the grand opening. This is the big deal. We got the city of Cerritos supporting us, the Chamber of Commerce, top level magician named Evan Disney that performs with Disney, for five different performances. The baby boomer, Radio Boomers live show will be broadcasted and shot live pretty soon. It's going to be put on our Film On channel, which is on a platform with over 70 million viewers, 2 billion ad impressions. We're moving, man. The network's just moving. You guys got to keep up and keep following us and text the letters E and Z together to the numbers 21777. That's all you need to keep in touch with us. It's all on the app. Love you, Dad. Love you, Aretha. And I'm Eric Zulli, CEO of Easy Way Broadcasting. This has been an Easy Way News Update. Bye, Eric Zulli. Bye-bye.
Thanks for stopping in, Eric. See, Aretha, I told you, I get those numbers wrong sometimes.
I know. So that's March 26th. And again,
26th, yeah.
Check us out. All kinds of stuff's going to be happening. And we will be back next Monday morning, 10 a.m. And
Monday morning.
Have a great week.
Thanks for stopping in, guys. And until next week, so long, Reed. So long, everyone. And,
so long.
Don't forget archives. Don't forget our archive shows. Bye-bye.
Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. EasyWay specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the EasyWay TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and EasyWay magazine. Learn more about the beautiful EasyWay Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow Easy Way on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z, because, well, we do it the easy way. Easy Way Magazine is your best vehicle to advertise in if you would like to reach a quality database in corporate Hollywood. Not only will you read the stories and enjoy the content, you will also get to interact through social media and get to meet who's featured at the events, as well as get exclusive interviews from your favorite celebrities. Easy Way Magazine is a Los Angeles and Orange County-based magazine, but also reaches an international audience. Subscribe to Easy Way Magazine today by following Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or EasyWayBroadcasting.com's website. To advertise, call 424-209-9290 or email contact@EasyWayBroadcasting.com. That's letter E and letter Z, because we don't do it the hard way. We do it the easy way.
Thank you for listening to Baby Boomers Live with your host, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and keep up with us at babyboomerslive.info. Baby Boomers Live, brought to you by EasyWayBroadcasting.com on Blog Talk Radio.